there was a lot of troubleshooting with technological stuff, and it was starting to hurt my brain.
Yeah, well, that's why I was doing it. You just had to look pretty.
That's hard for me to do.
No, you nailed it. Those lights are the lights are doing it for me, let me tell you.
You know what? I just finished watching like 10 episodes of, well, not 10, but of Star Trek, original series.
Is that why you showed up with your shirt off?
Yeah, because I like to watch in the nude.
Hey, everybody, it's Rick from Scratched. I just wanted to let you know that Friday, March 10th, 2017, we tried something new. It was a live broadcast of the show across YouTube as we were making it. It was kind of a train wreck in the beginning, and we had a lot going on at one time, and ultimately it all got pulled together and we had a great time. Folks were in the chat having a good time with us. We were conversing back and forth, and it was just a blast. So we're going to do a couple more of those in the next coming months, so just keep an eye out for that. Additionally, we have a new podcast on the air. It's Wood Turner's Anonymous Podcast. It has the infamous Carl Jacobson, Jason Roush, and Braxton Worthland. Those guys are great woodturners. Give them a listen. Give them some love. They can be found on SoundCloud or iTunes, things like that. In terms of the live broadcast video, that can be found on YouTube. It can also be linked to directly in our website, scratched.net. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and get started with that. This is the Scratched Live Broadcast, episode 108.
I was watching the episode, I think it's episode 3 or 4, where Captain Kirk and this really hot babe that is probably a grandma right by now.
Or if alive at all.
She's super hot. Yeah, or if she's alive at all. But, dude, she was a knockout. And so they beam down to this planet, and they go down subterranean. And then on the inside, it's a scientific rehabilitation lab where they have this, like, light thing that starts to beam down on you in a chair. And the captain ends up strapped in it because they're bad guys. And they make him think that he's in love with that chick, but he really was in the first place anyways. And it was such a great episode. So I thought I should bust out these lights so it kind of looks like like certain scenes in Star Trek.
Are you going to fall in love with one of us? Because if that's the case, I'd rather have you shut that off.
No, but the beam wasn't soft like that. The beam was like a round one that goes...
Dude.
And it starts like tripping people
out. That was a very interesting sound. That's a weird talent you have. Were you Australian in the outback in a previous life, or
like those Aborigines?
Yeah. Give you a vuvuzela or something. I had.
So
go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say so. That's when I say so. I'm trying to push up the.
Oh, that's your
I'm
transition.
To, you know, come on. Yeah, like so.
Okay, so 8 episodes now into this, and I'm finally learning Eli's transitions.
Well, I could use so for continuation, but it wasn't the case in this. I'm just trying to fill the empty gaps.
No, that's fine. No worries. I work for a cable company, which will not be named. We have televisions all over the place at work, and I've got to say something right now. I am so sick of basketball. Oh my God. I don't know what the big draw is. I've played the game, and my grandmother, God rest her soul, was one of the largest basketball fans ever. Okay. And she absolutely made us watch this stuff all the time, especially when my cousin was playing for University of Colorado. We watched all the games, which was okay because I got to hang out with the grandparents and, you know, family things, and you get that tie when you're young and it's like, cool, right? Scott's 6'10". I'm 5'1" at that point and, you know, whatever. But I've gotten older now and I just do not get basketball anymore. And it's literally everywhere I go at work, there's basketball. And I'm just like, I'm so sick of seeing this. It's so ridiculous.
I don't like basketball. I don't like basketball or sports. I think sports are unhealthy for you.
Hey, don't be knocking hockey.
Amy is saying they can't hear someone at all. Okay.
Who's that someone? Who's that lady?
If it's me, she's not going to hear me say this. And her husband, who's actually in the same house, could, but whatever. Find out who.
Okay.
It's probably more than one word.
It's you.
Really?
And actually, Bale said something about it just a little bit ago, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, but this is later. This is earlier. And then Jimmy said it's okay now, it seems. I can see all of us. It's weird.
Everybody's saying all they can see is Eloy.
Yeah, I'm giving him a glamour shot. Tell him
well,
to shut up.
ladies and gentlemen, this is now the Eloy show. This is now the full Eloy show. They're just backup support in audio only.
We need a producer.
Right, you're the producer.
Okay, so let's make sure I got this right. I am both producer, attendant, tech guy, editor. I'm severely underpaid. This is like where I work.
we're getting paid for this?
And star fluffer.
And star fluffer, thank you.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Scratched.
I still can't hear you, Rick.
God. Then you won't be able to hear this. Fuck.
I don't understand why we can't hear things when we always hear things. So basically the podcast will be heard fully because we're recording the audio.
I read his
but
lips.
The live, now we're not hearing the actual Rick. So you don't know why we're saying the things we're saying in response to Rick. So it must be ultra psychedelic for you guys watching this live that we're talking and responding to someone that you can't hear
well,
what he's saying.
Amy said she could read your lips.
Good.
In the meantime, Shogun Jimmy asked me to tell you guys, or not you guys, but the guys out in the audience, the people out in the audience, about communism. He just said it. I just want to say communism sucks.
Are you serious? I did that big transition over to you, when you're finally, it's just you, you go, communism sucks.
Okay, I'll say it. No, I'll say it. So here's the thing. Communism sucks. Why? Because it destroyed my family and countless others. My father was 18 years old and he had to leave Cuba because basically they were going to arrest his ass just because he didn't agree mentally. His thought was criminalized. And that was the case with many people. Anybody that wanted to act according to their conscience couldn't because they're a threat to the large control of that type of state. So I have a direct, not directly because I experienced it, I have no idea in as far as, you know, living through it, but pretty much they took my grandparents, you know, business. They had a small five and dime type store. And they took it because, frankly, it belongs to the state. You know, it's for everybody. And guess what? Now no one's got jack squat. And if this weren't live, I'd use another word.
Can we check with producer Amy to make sure my audio is going out now, please? I apologize for interrupting.
Can you hear Rick's audio?
And incidentally, Scratch Podcast is a fist through the fabric of any sort of limitation in what can be talked about. It is what it is, what it is. But we're good people inside.
We are, yeah. I try to be. I mean, I don't always accomplish it, but... Okay, I think that was our last technical gremlin for a bit. God, please let it be the last one. Oh, I pray to God that's the last one.
We're learning.
The problem also is you can't share an opinion about anything without being hated or loved or both. And that's a thought that I've had for a while now. But if you don't, you know, explain your points of view, then no information is really being exchanged except for very, you know, surface conversation that doesn't delve deep into anything. So in one area, Scratch tries to do that. And in the other area, we go pop culture and enjoy the things that we mutually have experienced through these decades that we've lived, you know.
Some more than others.
Like Quicksilver.
I know.
No, I think that's pretty much fair. I mean, if you come up with something that is completely original, whether it's, you know, fairly minuscule or, you know, earth-shattering, right? You're going to bother somebody with it. There's just no way around it because we don't all think the same. We don't all have the same experiences. We don't have all the same, you know, same. It's all different, you know? So, I mean, that said, you're right. You're either going to be hated or you're going to be loved or some people just be flat and different, you know, which realistically is more the truth than anything else, right? Indifference runs rampant through our society. So I don't think I'd necessarily disagree with that, except that I would add indifference to that, because that's really going to be the majority of everything, you know?
Well, I'll say this. Indifference, like, for instance, like Miami, Cubans in Miami, they, or at least the original group, they lived through an experience. Since it's not a mutual experience that all people have lived through, the conclusions are completely different. So going back to what Jimmy had asked, because of those personal experiences and me vicariously through my folks, they were very young, 18 and 15, my parents, when they came here. So, you know, they went to high school, and not my dad. My dad went straight into the army, but my mom went to high school and all that stuff. So they experienced a ripping out of the things that they could call theirs. And that's the example of communism. So on a personal, like, I have a friend that talks about Marxism and all these things. And we talk all the time. By the way, I can talk with people that have varying degrees, extremely different views philosophically, politically, artistically. And I can still talk to them and I enjoy the conversation, because I'm not about, you know, necessarily, oh, you don't think as I do? Screw you. I'm more about, let's battle it out in an argument. But when we use the word argument, we're talking about a discussion to arrive at a conclusion that is factual as close as we can. So we'll throw back and forth examples and try to get to, but the idea is always, if you're wrong, if you're wrong, you have to concede. And that is the honorable, you have to be an honorable human being. This is my personal view in life. You have to be an honorable human being. And so you reach conclusions by scratching off errors in thinking. Obviously, it's a lifelong procedure, but keep it in mind that that the idea is to, if you're an honorable person, and this is my point of view, you aim at that. There's sacred cows that we don't want to break, you know? Little moo-moo, porcelain penny collector.
Moo-moo.
That's what I heard, moo-moo.
No, like sacred cow, you know, those little moo-moo penny collectors, piggy banks. You toss it in the ground and it shatters and all the coins go spreading on the floor. Those are little sacred cows that hold treasure for us.
And that's how hamburgers are made.
Yeah, sometimes we don't want to break them. Those sacred cows, be it religion or whatever. So in conclusion to the whole communist thing, I don't like the whole concept.
Hey,
don't like it.
Let's mark this. 3/10/2017, 10:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Eloy came to a conclusion.
What? Oh my God. Yay.
I told you, I posted it today. We were going to make history today. Now let's ruin some.
Yeah. Well, no, we did that first.
Oh, yeah. Scratched. I know people use this argument all the time now. It's 2017. We should be past this stuff, but it's true. How can communism even exist now? I can't fathom the thought process behind it. I mean, what countries are communists now? China,
Soviet Union. Any of the Soviet bloc countries that they were able to pull back in.
Cuba,
most of South America.
The problem is that we have strategic issues since we do have, I was watching a conversation that Live Free and DIY was having about borders and this and that. I started thinking to myself in that conversation, and I, and this is known stuff, but you know, you get to the, you come to a conclusion, a secondary conclusion for the night, where we live in a world where we have countries, and countries are delineated by borders, and the people within those borders, regardless of whether it's France or Mexico or United States or England or Russia, they have this patriotism, whatever you want to call it, a common thread within that sort of territory, and those people kind of safeguard that stuff to a lesser or greater degree. So borders exist, and therefore the people that reach the higher levels of government in each country, they kind of push the country into different political or, you know, yeah, political government systems. And communism is very enticing because it offers the people equality, right? At least lip service. And it offers the people in control total freaking control because they're not doing it for themselves, right? They're doing it for the people.
Yeah.
Give me a freaking break. They make me sick.
Yeah.
And I don't care, dude. At this point, scratched. Damn it.
Scratched.
If you had to describe yourself to somebody that's never met you, how would you describe yourself?
I would say to them that I'm a sensitive and caring person that manages to botch things up at the most crucial times. I've got the soul of a clown.
Well, okay. What about you, Rick? How would you describe yourself to somebody you never met? It's kind of a curious question.
Pretty simple. I'm an so.
Cut and dry. Self-proclaimed, and I've heard it many times.
Yeah, I learned a long time ago that my personality is not going to change. I'm come from a long line of people like me, and we have always been described that way. And I learned to embrace it. So when there is something that needs to be done, get the ass to do it, because damn it, he'll do it. You know, and I don't care who I piss off. I never have.
It takes them kind of people to get things done.
Sometimes. Other times it takes more of a diplomat like yourself. What about you?
That was actually a pretty good way to describe it. I'm pretty laid back, and I'm pretty good about just rolling with things. And yeah, I think that'd be about right.
All right.
Most people I know have told me that I'm pretty laid back and
a man of few words, obviously.
Most of the time, I'm a sponge. I like to listen, but I'll weigh
works
in.
Works well for a podcast.
Hey, no.
Come out of your shell.
I'll stick it in. Ooh, I'll stick it in when I need to.
Oh, wait for Amy. Wait for Amy.
Just a big smile.
Poor thing. Scratched. When I was younger, because of the lungs and the allergies and all the other crap I had and the medicines that I was on trying to grow up, I didn't get a chance to play baseball as much as I wanted to, especially in an organized thing. It was usually just a pickup game with friends out in the front yard, but whatever. But once I was finally under control and I could get out there and do things, albeit for a very short time, I developed a bit of a habit with Big League Chew, and at that point it was Levi Garrett, and you would mix the two and get this big ball of crap on the side of your face, right? Well, I'm sliding, and this kid comes down hard. Pow! Got me right in the wad, and it broke everything up. So now I have the Ryan reflex, you know, and oh, it was so bad. It was so bad. So gross. Jimmy says he knew chicks who chewed Copenhagen. I met a few of those too. Comes with the territory in Colorado.
Levi Garrett. That's crazy. I haven't heard of anybody chewing Levi Garrett in years.
What is that?
It's the big leafy. Comes in like a copper colored pouch, yellow pouch or something like that. Let's not make the Ryan reflex a thing.
Oh, that's a great connection.
No.
Between
that's about as bad as
I
lurking.
Was going to say between Eloy lurking and the Ryan reflex. I think we've got it.
And then I was stupid enough to repeat it in my own voice.
Yeah, three times now.
I'd rather lurk than gag. I'll tell you that much. I'd rather be a lurker than a gagger. I'll lurk any day of the week than be a gag.
You can lurk while I'm gagging.
Oh,
I
boy.
Guess.
Okay, cause again, I'm not making that video. Nope.
No, but check this out. We used to have a store. I mean, we're talking about 30 years ago. Back then, it was a different world, but there, on 109th over here, just a few blocks, and it was a little candy store type place, and it was the best place for kids around the area. There's no bikes here. You'll see one bike, strange, and you'll see someone riding a bike. But just down the road.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
With a B.
No, dyke is what I thought you were saying. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. Whoa, hold on.
Oh.
Whoa. I don't want to go where my mind is thinking, so I'm just gonna continue with my story, but I have some great stuff. Let me just say the story. You're just trying to throw out trigger words that will go take me into different, and I've got stuff for that, but no. That store, it was owned by this.
I'm waiting for
big
the
chunky guy.
I'm waiting for the, what was I talking about?
It was owned by this big chunky guy, the store, the candy store, and they had like just all the aisles were full of candy and awesomeness. And dude, that was the best place. They had the cigarette candies.
Oh yeah. Mm.
That's what we had back.
Looked like a pack of Lucky Strikes.
Yeah.
Roll it up in your sleeve.
They had
no, seriously.
What else did they have? They had there were these bean candies that was actually bean, and I think that the middle was like hot beans or
you're talking about jalapeno jelly babies.
It's nothing about it was a brown freaking back then the actual like packaging was like brown with like little cross hatching, and it was like bean something, and you'd eat it. The inside was, or the outside were I don't even remember the color scheme.
Oh, wait, yeah, it was Boston baked beans.
Yeah, yes, that's what it was making me think of.
Yeah,
you guys,
it wasn't hot though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's been 30 years, but you guys still have that wherever you live?
Yeah.
Dude, if I see that, I'd buy that, because that's like something that I haven't had in a long time.
I remember with the candy cigarettes, they had the powdered sugar in them, the mm-hmm. ones with the actual paper around them instead of mm-hmm. just the stick.
Yeah,
right?
That you'd suck up?
And I never did that. I always, you know, blew really hard on the end right. to make it look like smoke. If you tried to suck it in, you're like... You know, it's like you get gassed by the KGB or something. You know,
now who's gagging?
Yeah, well, all right.
I don't know if you guys remember, there was another thing. It was not candy, but it was like a toy for kids or like a play, whatever, little packaging. And it was like a little tube, and it had this paste inside it, gummy stuff, that's sort of like contact cement. And you'd put it at the end of a straw. You'd
contact
put a little
cement?
It was like contact cement, the smell of it and everything, and you put it like into a little ball at the end of a straw, and you'd blow in it, and it would actually become a balloon.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
What?
You remember
that? We still have. Yeah, my kids have got it a few times.
Oh, that's so cool,
really?
Dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty. No, it came
like
anything
cool.
Yeah,
like
it looked like a little tube of.
Toothpaste.
JB Weld or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not what it was, and we're just not twisting.
Right, they just rebranded it.
If you smell
do
that
your
stuff?
Kids look in four directions at the same time because of this crap now, Ryan? Or because yeah. if so, you might want to stop. Well, Dan says they make it at the dollar store, or sell it
yep.
at the dollar store, I should say.
Yep, that's where we get it at.
Really?
Yeah.
But it smells right. like contact cement, dude. And I think the chemicals get you high. Like, I think that's like crack for kids, dude.
Well, when you first started, I thought you were explaining how to load up a crack pipe the way you're describing things.
Oh my God. Let's hope
not. But you were not. You were talking
Thank
about
God.
A children's toy.
It's incredible, right?
Aren't they? Well, never mind. Never mind.
I don't want to know.
Scratched.
I don't want to know.
And cut. Who's huffing? Heath Knuckles wants to know, Peace Pipe Ryan, who is huffing? Pray tell.
I'm vaping. Eloy's huffing, apparently.
Oh, am I huffing? Can you hear my huffing?
No.
No, you're huffing contact cement.
Right.
Oh, huffing. Oh, I see. See, I'm so not into the whole, like...
See, that's why you're sitting in a dark room with flashing lights.
Flashing lights, exactly.
You would think, but I'm totally not really into all that stuff. I'm pretty conservatively normal person.
Well,
no.